Okay. This will be, hopefully, maybe not, I'm not sure. But this is still in that run of a bunch of podcasts at one time.
And this one is going to be a topical one because it's pretty trendy right now. I mean, I'm assuming when this comes out, you know, the repercussions of what happened will be full scale. But I'm going to be talking about COVID. And, you know, especially with the whole Delta variant coming big time. And, you know, the market's going down today. You know, I guess everything is finally, you know, catching up. Because, I mean, I was already saying this like weeks ago that the Delta was going to get bad. But, well, not in the podcast. I was saying it in my Discord, but still. So what am I going to talk about with the COVID? I just want to talk about how things could have been prevented and how things didn't change when a new president was in office. And that's going to be controversial, but still. And let me first talk about how it could have been prevented. Because we had a president who, of course, admittedly and terribly, was not the right one at all. At all. Because he was one of the reasons why COVID got as bad as it did. But still, when COVID happened, we kind of brushed it off. We heard about it happening. We heard about it spreading. Kind of brushed it off, I remember. I remember back then. You know, we heard about COVID, I think, out of Wuhan. Everyone made their little China jokes, blah, 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 blah. I remember when it happened on campus, you saw every single Chinese exchange student, they were wearing a mask, even though it didn't reach America yet. Well, presumably, it didn't reach America yet. And you saw each one of them were wearing masks, and then every single, like, you know, regular American college student, you know, walking around, breathing that fresh air. And, you know, you saw every single exchange student, you know, wearing a mask. But, you know, we kind of brushed it off, made jokes, blah, 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 and went on with our regular old day. And then you heard about it breaching to, you know, other countries, say Italy. And you're like, dang, that's crazy. But it's not going to come in here. And, you know, things kept going on as usual. And then finally it breached America. And then, you know, it got kind of serious. But I remember, like, you know, I still went to the store because I was with my one friend and we were going to get supplies because we knew it was going to be, because it was during spring break, and we knew it was going to be like some type of, because I wanted to stay on campus because I wanted to do like some extra studying before because I was struggling. And I was like, okay, let me stay on campus and do some studying during the spring break. Because, you know, I wasn't going to go out for spring break anyway because, you know, the whole COVID thing, this weird flu or whatever that was happening. So I was like, okay, let me get some supplies so I can stay in my room. And then, you know, still, even though there was not panic, but, you know, slight anxiety, you know, nothing was really happening. Like, you didn't hear anything. Like, you heard the news talk about it, but say the people high up, you don't hear anything. You don't hear like any type of like whatever, like nothing. Literally, it seemed like nothing. Like, you know, I'm still calling it the, you know, a flu from China, stuff like that. And then you finally had that presidential address. Because I went home. It was ironic. I went home for one day because I forgot why exactly I went home. Well, I went home for one day, one or two days. Just say hi to his family and whatever, and then go back up to George Mason. And then the day I went, I saw the presidential address where he was finally like, yeah, this is a serious thing. But the problem was that, because, you know, I still went back to campus and then finally had to leave campus. That's when I finally knew it was serious, because I had to leave campus because they were like, you know, we're doing only online classes. So, like, regardless if you want to stay, you're leaving, because I was going to stay no matter what. Because I was like, okay, this is cool. It's going to be a 3-week long spring break. So that means I'm going to stay on campus for 3 weeks, all campus to myself. I'll be able to, like, I don't know, watch some movies or something wherever I want. Cause, you know, the campus is like, no one's going to be on campus. But then when they said they're shutting down the school, everything's going to be online. That's when I knew it was real. But the thing is, why I wanted to bring up that whole like timeline was that whole time, like, where there's this buildup of things getting worse and worse and worse, it seemed like there were no, like, there was no leadership of like, what to do. It was just kind of like everything that you're hearing was just basically either fear mongering from the news or, you know, stuff you hear on the internet. Because I guess because it was new, but still, we had the wrong president for what that was, because he kind of blew it off until it was too late. And then when it was too late, you know, I guess he didn't want to like make it seem like, you know, he was at fault. So he continued the whole narrative that, you know, it's not that bad. It's no worse than the flu. But when he did that, that's when it created all those other people who were like, oh, well, you know, if he says it, then, you know, it's true. But, you know, he's our president and I like him. So, you know, it's no worse than the flu. And you, ironically, you even saw some news articles, even liberal news articles, that said it too. You know, at first, you know, it's no different from the flu. Oh, we shouldn't, you know, close things down or whatever. You know, we got to keep the economy running and stuff like that. But, and I think we did, like, America kind of did shut down a little bit, did a whole 2 week thing, or probably 2 weeks, maybe 1 week or so. But more could have been done to completely prevent it. Like, we could have been like how, say, ironically, how China was, or say how Korea was, or Australia. Basically, everyone on that side of the earth was, where they have low numbers. Even now, even with Delta, where they're having like their biggest numbers ever, it's still so low. Like, it might be in the 2000s or something. Meanwhile, our low numbers are still in like the 30,000s, 40,000s. And it could have been prevented if we handle it more seriously. And admittedly, you know, this is a, you know, once in a century kind of pandemic, hopefully, once in a century type of pandemic, you know, similar, I guess, to the Spanish flu. But still, it could have been prevented. But, you know, Trump was the wrong president for that to be handled with. But, you know, after a while, things started becoming, you know, I guess a little not better, but, you know, I guess a little more how it should be. You know, there's more testing done. There is more, you know, things were shut down. People were doing work from home and stuff like that. But one of the main things that, you know, they keep saying that is the best way to prevent it was to wear the mask. But certain people didn't want to wear a mask. And admittedly, I can understand why. Because, you know, the news also a huge reason why things got as bad as it was. The news kept flip-flopping. Like, if you go back into how, you know, news articles back then, I don't know if you can still find them. Hopefully you can still find them, because I don't know if the news deletes stuff like that. But still, back then, they were flip-flopping constantly. Oh, you don't have to wear a mask. We need to save the mask for the healthcare workers. Oh, and actually, you do need to wear a mask. The masks are the best way. Actually, these certain masks don't really work. You need to wear N95 mask. Oh, actually, the 80 mask works. Oh, actually, the mask protects you, but not him. Or the mask protects the person you are coughing towards, but not yourself. Like, if he coughs without a mask, then you're screwed. But if you cough with a mask, then he's not screwed, or something like that. And, you know, they'll flip-flop about, like, COVID. They'll say, oh, actually, COVID lasts on doorknobs for two days. Oh, actually, the molecules of the COVID will last in the air for this many. And it's like, you know, the flip-flop, do fear-mongering news, this, you know, facts change, whatever, after they, you know, someone can write a paper, a quick little unreviewed paper, and then the news will hop on that paper because they got to say something about COVID today. So they'll hop on that paper and then just spread it everywhere. And then, you know, someone might review the paper and that's completely wrong. And, you know, actually, it's this. But that's also an unreviewed paper. But the news hops on it and then, you know, spreads it everywhere. And then, you know, someone else refutes it. And, you know, so they're constantly, news is changing up about COVID. And wait a minute. Ooh, weird. My cat was under the couch for some reason, as if someone is listening in. They don't like me talking about COVID. But still, the freaking the news would flip-flop constantly about whatever freaking article of the day is, which would, you know, sometimes it would be contradictory to what they said the past week, or, you know, the last week or the last month or whatever, because they're just, you know, just writing articles. You know, they got to get clicks. They got to get views. So they got to say something, even if it's something just, you know, out of the blue. They got to say something for a news article of the day. Breaking news, this, which led to people, you know, being more suspicious of the virus. Like, if there was a solid, like, not plan, but, you know, a solid, like, vision, I guess, not vision, but you know what I mean? Like, you know, it's just, you know, instead of, like, everyone's just, like, on a war of their own, saying different stuff, figuring out what they want to say, you know, people would, I feel like, would follow it more. But every news got to have their own breaking news. So what they want to show. And then we have a president who, you know, doesn't want to admit that he messed up. So there's that too. So, you know, there's going to be certain people who are suspicious of the virus, even if they don't support Trump. Like, they make it seem like it's all Trump supporters. It's all freaking the South or whatever. No. There's just as many people who are from, like, not Trump supporters, not freaking people from freaking West Virginia, Kentucky, whatever, who aren't as trustworthy as the virus, and we can see it because our vaccine numbers are not 100%, even in the freaking north or in the coast. No. It's still around, say, 56% for both shots, regardless of where you are. Maybe a little bit higher for like New Hampshire or whatever, but it's not 100% there. It's like 60 something. So it's still, it's like, it's not just the South, but they want to make it all political always and say, oh yeah, it's those stupid Southerners and stupid Republicans. There's like, no. You guys messed up on both sides, because both sides are, there are a certain population of people who are untrustworthy. And it's all because, I'm not going to say all because, but I would say a lot of it is because of this whole flip-flopping of news articles where it's like you don't know what to believe, because you'll hear something back in the beginning of the pandemic. You'd hear something one day and it would change the next day because they gotta get a story out. No matter what, they gotta get some story out. So there was that. So all that could have been prevented if we just had a news cycle that wasn't ridiculous. But, you know, that's all well done. What else was the problem? Other thing that was a problem was that once things, like, we had an idea of like, okay, everyone needs to wear a mask, blah, 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 blah. Finally, the article, like the research kind of caught up with the COVID, and we kind of know what we should be doing. You know, we didn't incentivize people to do the right ideas or the right like things. Like, there needs to be an incentive. You can't just say, like, after all that, you can't just say, yeah, wear a mask. Guys, wear a mask. Wear a mask every time. It's like the people who don't want to wear a mask, they're not going to wear a mask unless you make them wear a mask. They're not going to. And you can say, like, oh, but this is a democracy. It's like, no. That's not how a democracy, like, if that's true, then speeding tickets shouldn't be a thing at all. Speeding tickets shouldn't be a thing, because it's the same thing. You can't tell me what speed I should be driving, but then you can argue, oh, but that's to keep others safe. It's like, okay, then what's a mask? What's a mask then? You can't tell me to not, you know, breathe air. Even if it's COVID air, or cough out my own COVID air to someone else's pure air, but then you're like, oh, but it's to keep others safe. So it's the same thing. A speeding ticket is the same as a freaking mask. So if they're, for basically what I'm saying, they should have made a fine. They could have made it so simple. Made it a fine, a $200 fine, if you're caught in public without a mask, or caught in a public place without a mask. Boom. Issue fully solved. Same as a speeding ticket. But everything has to be political. There has to be sides, in which I don't understand. Because it's like, you know, the whole country's screwed. Regardless, if either side gets screwed, the whole country's screwed. Let's just say the South has a majority of more of these infections are not vaccinated. If the South gets screwed from the virus, from Delta, the whole country's screwed. It's not, no, the West or the North or the coast, they're not going to be like, oh, fatal stupid Republican. Look at us, we're still alive. No. If 40% of the country just gets screwed over, that's still bad. And more than that, that's still bad. The only point when it would be okay is if like only 5%. And if 5% of the freaking country gets screwed over, that's still bad. So it doesn't make sense. So it should have been, we make a fine. Caught without a mask, you get a fine, $200 fine. If you're okay with getting $200 fine constantly over and over and over again to prove a point, then okay, good, whatever. You're dumb for that. But most people aren't. It's the same with a speeding ticket. Some people, they'll just keep going 10 miles over. They're okay with the risk. If a police catches them and they get a $200 fine, they'll still be speeding the next day because they're okay with the risk. They want to get to their place. You know, I want to get to my place 10 minutes faster. Oh, I want to get to 30 miles away. I want to get there a minute faster. So I'm going to risk going 15 miles over or whatever. Some people, they're okay with the risk, but most people aren't. So most people, which is good, if most people are wearing the mask, then most of the infections are going to go down. But we didn't do that. We had it flip-flop. You know, okay, you know, the smart people wear masks, but, you know, these stupid people aren't going to wear masks. So, but we don't want to anger the stupid people, but we want to save our economy too. But, and then you see, we have the worst infections out of, well, I don't know, but, you know, we have some of the worst infections in the world. And then, not only that, but if we did a fine, you know, maybe those, you know, the whole thing with the whole, Oh, and the police need funding. The police aren't getting enough funding. Well, look at that. Now they get their funding. They can get their funding from the mask. And look, now they'll incentivize them to look for more people who aren't getting a mask, who don't wear a mask. The problem would have solved itself. But nope. We didn't do that. So now let's skip. Biden won. Everyone's happy. We got Trump out. Nothing changed. If anything, things got, ironically, a little tiny bit worse. And you might be asking, what do you mean? The infections are down. We have vaccinations going up. But you got to look at the other things. The vaccinations completely halted. Everyone who wanted a vaccination got the vaccination. Everyone who didn't. So now we have what? Now they're going like, please, everyone, please get vaccinated. We got to get vaccinated because that's the best way to solve the problem. And then he has this big goal, like how many percent of adults are going to get vaccinated by July 4th. And it doesn't happen because those people who are already suspicious of everything, they're still suspicious. Like you're not going to force them to wear, not force them, but you're not going to convince them to get a vaccine without forcing them now, because now they're completely on the other side and they're not wearing masks. So it's like doubly bad. And then not only that, but once the vaccines, came to a halt, luckily things were getting warmer. So, the COVID numbers were dropping. But then after that, what did the Biden CDC do? They're like, okay, here's a way we can incentivize them to wear the vaccines or get the vaccine. People with vaccines, you don't have to wear a mask anymore. No mask for you guys for vaccines. Stores can open back up. We're opening America back up again. For the vaccinated, of course. Now, what do you think would happen when you said that? I don't know. They knew what was going to happen. I knew what was going to happen when they said that. I'm pretty sure a lot of people knew what was going to happen when they said that. Everyone was going to go out again, including the unvaccinated, and open America back up again. Because you're not going to... The people who are already suspicious and already not wearing a mask, they're not going to go, he's opening America back up again. I got to get vaccine now, or I'm going to have to wear a mask. No, they're going to do exactly what they were doing before. But the only difference is now America's back up, open up again. So it didn't even make sense. So now when the thing happened, when it starts getting colder, or say a Delta variant happened, the cases are going to go right back up. But, it's too late now. It's already too late because everything's open up again. People are used to being out again. Everyone had their whole big Memorial Day barbecue, and then 4th of July events. And then what do you see? 2 weeks after 4th of July, cases started going up again. A week after that, cases are going even higher. A week after that, where we are now, cases are even higher. Now it's like, our 2 week average or whatever is 120 something percent, maybe higher. But we wouldn't know it's higher. Why? Because our number of testing, because if you look at the testing graph, that's at lower than it's ever been. Even during the Trump administration, it was higher. But you don't hear anything. That's another thing, because everything is so political now. They don't want to say, because if Trump was still in office, there'd be a huge uproar about this. You're like, we're not doing enough testing. They're hiding the numbers. Things are probably way worse than there are now, like how they were before. But now that Biden's in office, silent. Just silence. Numbers are increasing. Testing is the lowest it's ever been. We saw England. England's freaking going crazy right now. But silence. Silence. Just silence. We don't want to say anything about Biden, because then they would be a comparison to Trump. And we know how bad Trump was. And Biden's nowhere near that. So silence. Maybe a couple articles saying, Delta's getting bad. But no, we're not going to say how things have been handled. We're just going to say Delta's being bad. And then we're going to say, it's because of those darn Republicans in the South. It's like, no, I don't know. And I'm not even a Trump supporter. But that's why I feel like I have to keep saying it. I have to keep saying that I'm not a Trump supporter. But it's like, it seems like things didn't really change since the hands have been, the other hand is being, controlling everything. Like, for example, this is off topic, but still, the stuff with the border, it's literally still happening. It's literally still happening, but silence. So much silence. Even though when Trump was in office, there was all this uproar. But now that Biden's in office and the same thing's happening, silence. And I'm not saying that, that makes Trump's good. I'm saying that it should have been like if you're going to keep, if you're going to have all this uproar about it, why stop the uproar? It should still be happening. That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm still having the uproar, but you know, it's just me. And I'm just making a podcast that's going to come out in like October. So it's going to be so much later when it happened, but still. And then not only that, you know, the numbers are rising, but the testing is going down, but the whole, you know, the right versus left and blah, 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 blah. But now he can't, you can't like close America down again. He already made this whole big deal about opening up America. You can't close it down a month later. That's why I'm like, I always say he shouldn't have said it. He shouldn't have said it at all. Like, he should have just let things continue on, slowly maybe open up. He shouldn't have just said, oh, things are opening up. Hopefully this will convince people to have the vaccine. Nope, nope. Foolish, foolish, foolish. And even worse, because it's this whole political thing, now it's becoming this vaccinated versus unvaccinated. And what do I mean by that? Well, I mean, you probably know what I mean by that, but still. I remember back when COVID, Trump was in office and whatever, they would say, of course, you know, young people are less likely to be, you know, majority like hospitalized by the COVID. You know, if you're younger than say 30 or something, you catch it, you're good. You might cough a bad. There might be a super, super small percent of people who are hospitalized, but you know, you're probably going to survive through this. But you still have to wear the mask, even though you'll be okay from it. You still have to wear the mask to help others because, you know, the people who are older than that small little threshold, the older you get, the more likely you are to be terribly, like, you know, hurt by the COVID if you catch it. Like, say someone who's super, super elderly, say 70s or whatever, 80s, 90s. Like, that's almost a death sentence if they catch COVID. Or not death sentence, but they'll be, you know, completely, you know, hurt. Or, you know, it'll be lasting effects, super lasting effects for a long time. So keep, even though you won't be affected, you still got to wear the mask and stuff to protect others. And, you know, some people, some young people are like, you know, screw this. We'll have our COVID parties, you know, who cares? And they're like, oh, that's just terrible. Why would you do that if, you know, you got to care more about people than this? That's just so messed up. So that's how it was before, you know, when COVID was first starting out. Now, after the vaccines happened, now we're, you know, it's flip-flopped. Now it's like, you know, oh, you know, it's scrubbities, Republicans and Southerners and stupid people who are unvaccinated. They're just asking to die. It's like, okay. But even though, you know, they're dumb, they don't want to wear a mask and then they don't want to get vaccinated. So if they catch Delta, which is apparently more deadly, you know, they're going to get even worse effects. But even though they are like that, it is still our duty to keep wearing the mask and, you know, keep doing our safety standards so then we do not infect them. Because even though with the vaccine, even if we catch COVID, we will have less drastic effects, but they will have drastic effects. So we have to keep on, you know, keeping on and not try to make this whole, like, you know, vaccinated versus unvaccinated thing. Because I'm like, isn't it like now the vaccinated people are the young people? And the unvaccinated fools are the old people. So we still have to do all this. We still have to continue our like the way we were doing stuff before, because the unvaccinated people could still be harmed. So we shouldn't be opening things back up like crazy. We shouldn't be opening America back up again when the COVID pandemic is still a thing. But no, because this is a whole like right versus left thing, they're like, okay, screw them. We want to be out again. I'm like, weren't you just complaining about young people a year ago for doing that? See, that's the thing where I'm like, it doesn't seem like anything changed. It's like things are exactly the same. So now, now that the Delta thing and the COVID's numbers are going back up, now what? It's just going to be a repeat. We're still going to have to close stuff down. It's not like we're going to like be like, okay, well, you know, the 40% of people who don't have vaccine, they're just going to die. No, we still have to close things down. Still have to do all this stuff. And then not only that, but our vaccines apparently have an expiration date. We don't know, but you know, because they're so new, we're probably going to find out, you heard it here first, that the Delta or whatever, it was like, oh yeah, it's infecting more vaccinated people than we expected. So we're going to have another booster shot. So now there's three buckets of people. We have the unvaccinated, we have the one dosers, the two dosers, and the three dosers. So now it's just all this split up, which could easily been prevented. But nope, we had to make everything super political. We had to have the news like you know, we have to have our big story every time, every day. Oh, we can't mandate certain things like a mask. We can't have a mask fine because we're a democracy. Like, stuff is stupid. So stupid. It's like, there are other democracies in the world and they did stuff like that. And look at them. Look at Australia. They're chilling. I mean, their cases are going up, but not like how ours are. They're 3,000 cases a day. We're what, 330,000, maybe more. I don't know. I didn't look at the numbers. I know it's way bigger. We're acting like we're the only democracy in the world. No, we're the only ones that are afraid, I guess, or super like divided for stupid stuff. So dumb. So now we're gonna have a whole COVID crisis for a whole nother year. Whole nother year because we rushed, because we had to make things all super divided. Oh, it's all Trump. You know, any problem, it's all Trump. Gotta keep blaming him. We can't let you guys forget. Oh, if we just say wear a mask, oh, after the 3,000th time, oh, then they'll finally just snap and like, oh, wait a minute. I was just not thinking the last whole year. It just popped in my brain finally that I should be wearing a mask. No, that's not how it works. And they know it's not how it works, but it's how politics is. We're just gonna keep flipping hands every how many other years. Oh, this guy sucked, so we're gonna go for the other side. Oh, this guy sucks, so we're gonna go back to the other side. Oh, this guy sucks, so we're gonna go back to the other side. It's like, it's just flip-flops, nothing changed. And the moment people realize that, then that's when big changes are happening. But until then, it's just gonna be a different form of the same thing every time. Hurry here first. Literally same things are happening, but whatever. Hopefully at some point, numbers will just die off just naturally. Just like how Spanish flu was, just like how Black Plague was, just like how I guess any other super global pandemic was. Just after a while, numbers just go to drop down anyway. It's just, we have to deal with the whole 3 years of dealing with this crap now. Unlucky. I guess it's more important to start Cold Wars. But that's the end of this podcast. And if something did change by October, which I doubt, but if it did, unlucky again. But I have a feeling that, you know, I'm going to listen back on this in October, November, whatever, when this comes out. I'm like, wow, literally nothing changed. Numbers just went up for both sides. And you're just going to hear it. Makes me wonder when that happens. Or are you going to hear people say, oh, Biden handled this terribly? Or are you just going to hear silence? Or are you just going to hear, oh man, we should have done this before. Like, you know, just like little whispers, like, oh, we should have done this. Like we, but it's not going to be like direct blame on, say, the CDC and Biden's handling with the CDC. Because some crazy stuff.